This is what you have missed on my show, the Stacey Marie Radio Show.
Of the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment means that you shall have the right to carry and to have a weapon whenever you desire, because that is true defense. Now, people will say, well, you know, it's modern times, all this other stuff, you really need it. Yeah, I don't see why not. I don't see why there isn't any reason or any need for us to carry it. Guns do not kill people. In fact, most of the times when you have these ridiculous, outrageous shooters, many of them, you know, if not all of them, first of all, have a mental health problem. And a lot of them, if not all of them, yeah, I've seen every single case, but I know from having always looked or tried to look, almost every single one of them got the gun illegally. They didn't get the gun legally. And people that kill other people and go and shoot at schools and things like that, they don't get guns legally. They don't get them legally, you know, by filing permits and having, you know, a particular check filled out on them. So it's not the gun, and it's not that. That's not the issue. The issue, there's always going to be evil we see, as we just saw in the streets of Charlottesville. There's always going to be evil, one way or another, in a society as old as time. But to say that you have to restrict the rights, the constitutionally guaranteed right to be able to carry and to protect yourself, your property, and your family, that is the same thing as saying, I hate the fact that you're going around sharing hate speech, like, you know, the idiot white supremacists or whatever. Therefore, I have to shoot you with a gun or beat you with a bat or run you over with a car, so forth and so on. It's constitutionally protected. We need to preserve these rights, these liberties. If not, we become exactly what we're trying to stop, you know, the opposition from becoming. We become the fascists or the Nazis ourselves. So when you read it really plain and simple, the Second Amendment says that your right to carry, your right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Therefore, in New Jersey, day one, I have already told people, because they asked me, well, we're the third worst state in the country when it comes to the Second Amendment. So if you elect me, I will do something that has never been done before. And I will do something that our current governor and that the lieutenant governor, who has been given the coronation to the Republican ticket, will not do. I'll do something completely opposite from what the guy that's running on the Democratic side will do. I will step up to the plate, and I will tell my attorney general day one, attorney general who's chosen by me, I will tell him day one or her that you are no longer going to enforce any law on the books with regards to restricting the right to keep and bear arms. That has never been done before. That is something where you can be held in contempt by the court and put in jail. I am willing to go to jail to preserve liberty and uphold the Constitution, which I have sworn to defend as a United States Marine, if it will free these people and give them the liberty that they deserve. I know what comes as a result of doing something like that, as a result, because they're going to take me to court over it. That's what's going to happen within 1 week, maybe within 2 days. Somebody might be prepared to bring it up to the court already. So the court in New Jersey is very much a very liberal court, and they're very corrupt and very strict. They're corrupt, very corrupt. So they're going to knock my declaration down. And then I'm just going to take it to the Supreme Court. So at the very least, I'm going to force the Supreme Court as the governor to take my case and to have to deal with interpreting the Second Amendment so that we can open this thing back up to liberty across the country, or if they determine it the other way, then vice versa. But I'm going to do it. I'm going to do what nobody has ever done before, for the simple fact that I am a man that stands for the Constitution and believes that liberty is the most important and most sacred of all of our rights.
The Stacey Marie Radio Show, which is my show, weekdays starting at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Go Radio Broadcasting Network.